with a pestle.
And they?
Yeah, just pestle it, you know, and just keep a fanning it and working it. But all of that was, it wasn't worth it. I don't think it was worth the problem.
Oh, a pestle. Well, did you ever see them take the rice, maybe they were doing what, when they were beating it over a barrel, you know?
Well, that there is getting it off of the, that's getting it off of the stalk.
Yeah, they said they were
Yeah. That's getting it off of the stalk.
Trash.
You're gonna put a canvas down and put a barrel and whip it over that. Well, that's whipping your ice off of the stalk, you see.
Yeah.
And then it's ready to be taken up, you know.
Yeah. Did you ever see them get the wheat in that way? They were trash?
No, know? I'm not familiar with wheat, you see.
Yeah, or rice. They said they were trashing it, or
No. Well, we never, they never grow rice here for consumption, for the to eat. Never did figure it on that way, scale. Like I say, for chickens, they might grow a few barrel of rice throughout the chickens, you know. But I have seen them, as I said, pestle it around there with a round thing, you know, and maybe have it in a, well, I had seen one case where they had a block cut and had a hole kind of burn out like a nest in it, or in a pestle. And I've seen that kind of work out a few messes of rice like that.
Yes, sir.
But no pay in that, I don't think. I don't think there's ever much of it done.
Yeah.
But people, one of the things people did grow here too, and helping out in making their own living, they grew their sugar cane. And if you didn't have a sugar mill and a pan to cook it, your neighbor would, and so.
Made
your own syrup.
Well,
everybody grew enough cane to make their own syrup, you know. It was no problem at all, you know. And that helped out too, you see. It can be a lot done, you know, if you have to.
Would you ever use sorghum and make?
I've seen it done, but I never did like it. I never did like sorghum syrup.
You made
syrup out of it, or molasses or something.
Yeah.
Syrup, right? Yeah, I've seen a little of it made, but I never did like sorghum syrup.
Well, what's the difference between that sugar cane syrup and then molasses?
I don't know. I actually don't hardly have the answer, but molasses is generally black, dark. It don't look like it's very well cleaned, what I've seen.
I see.
Black strap or something they call it, you know.
Yeah.
But most of them I'm experienced is where you're making your syrup for your own use or for your neighbor, or whatever you're making it for.
Sugar was...
It's well cleaned.
Yeah. Sugar was what kind of sweetening? They call that...
Well,
molasses was... Would you ever see them put it in coffee or something like that?
Oh, I have, you know, but it ain't much.
Yeah.
Now, you can cook this here. They could cook this down to a sugar, but it never would be a granulated and white, you know.
Mm.
It would be
rock candy. Also.
Yeah, that's right. Rock candy is about the right word for it. It could be used. Now, you can make cakes, and it's all right, but you could not, you know, you couldn't get it granulated and purified like they do now.
Yeah. They talk about molasses. Would you ever hear them say when they put molasses in coffee or something like that, it's call it long or short?
Yeah. I've seen it done, but I never did care for it. But I've seen people, what they call, sweeten it with it, you know.
Make long sweetening?
Yeah. In fact, I never did care much for sweetening coffee, no way.
You did? How do you drink your coffee?
Straight, just like I make it.
Yeah.
Put nothing in it. No sugar, no cream, or no nothing. Just drink it for the coffee.
Yeah, you like it with it, huh?
Right now, I'm drinking this year 97% caffeine.
Yeah.
It's put out by the, Orders Maine Coffee.
Luzanne?
No, it's a
Mac
community.
Community.